What I'd like to talk about tonight actually is a two-part Gaza Corner. It's about gender crimes against women, which is a problem within all societies on Earth. And this series, you know, part one tonight and part two next week, is really about femicide and the tragedy of murdered women. Tonight we'll focus on the deepening tragedy of murdered women in Turkey. And next week we'll examine domestic violence and female killings in Lebanon and Israel and Palestine. But first, I think you'll be surprised to know that, at least as of 2014, the three places with the highest rate of female homicides are all in northeastern Asia: Japan, Hong Kong, and South Korea. On the one hand, Northeast Asia homicide rates are among the lowest in the world, below one per 100,000 people. But Japan, Hong Kong, and South Korea have the highest rate of female homicide victims in the world, at least as of a report published in 2014 by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, known as the UNODC. There's an article at the Tangents website from time.com that goes into more detail about femicide in Hong Kong, Japan, and South Korea. The United Nations projects one in three women will be raped or beaten in her lifetime, or 1 billion with a B in the world. 1billionrising.org, spelled out, 1billionrising.org, is a website of a solidarity campaign against the exploitation and violence directed worldwide against women. In the United States, over half of the killings of women are related to intimate partner violence or sexual violence. This is according to a 2017 report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC analyzed the murders of women in 18 states from 2003 through 2014. They found over 10,000 murders of women. Of those, 55% were sexual partner violence related, meaning they occurred at the hands of a former or current partner or the partner's family or friends. In an overwhelming percentage of the cases, 93%, the killer was a current or former intimate partner. Strangers perpetuated just 16% of all female homicides in the United States during that time. The report also notes, quote, state statutes limiting access to firearms for persons under a domestic violence restraining order can serve as another preventative measure associated with reduced risk for intimate partner homicide, unquote. But there is a deadly loophole in gun laws in the United States that often enable abusive spouses and partners to keep their guns. They just can't buy new ones. One country where femicide is increasing at a terrifying rate is Turkey. There are three articles on Turkey femicide posted at the Tangents.com website. From 2003 until 2010, there was a 1,400% increase in the number of murdered women in Turkey. Nearly 2,000 women have been killed just over the past 8 years in Turkey, according to stats gathered by a website tracking femicides across the country, across Turkey, based on reports by the Bayonet News website. One out of every two women killed since 2010 in Turkey was murdered either by their husbands or boyfriends, with about 20% taking place at the stage of breaking up or trying to get a divorce. And nearly 11% of the nearly 2,000 murders were committed despite the victimized women having already applied to the state for protection. Gulsem Kav, a founding member of an organization called We Will Stop Femicide, based in Turkey, says there are Turkish laws to protect women and punish perpetrators of assault. However, officials are just not putting the law into practice. Quote, the law is there, giving women the right to be protected. But when women go to police or the prosecutor for protection, they are either sent back home, they try to reconcile the couples, or they receive a protection order only on paper, unquote. Among the quote-unquote justifications for these murders in these sick men's minds are suspicion of being cheated on, divorce requests, refusal to get back together, and the disgustingly named so-called honor killings. Among the men who committed the killings were those who reportedly complained that their wife, quote, made fun of my manhood, complained about me, refused to give her phone's password to me, unquote. The Turkish judicial system, which has more journalists in prison than any country in the world, and routinely imprisons their own citizens who voice opinions contrary to the government line, commonly reduce convicted femicide killers' sentences for good conduct during their trial. Masum Demirtas, who killed a woman by the name of Amin Demirtas in 2016, received a reduction in his sentence for his good and regretful conduct during the trial process. He was given life in prison instead of aggravated life sentence in prison. This is part of his testimony from the trial. Quote, after I understood that I wasn't going to be able to obtain any results from beating her, I electrocuted her 5 or 6 times in order to scare her. I thought she was pretending to have fainted when she died, unquote. Domestic violence is considered a personal, not a public matter in Turkey, so witnesses often look the other way even if they see a man beating a woman in the middle of the street in broad daylight. A female witness to a pregnant woman beaten on a busy Istanbul street where no one intervened had this to say. Her name is Nazin, 64 years old. Quote, we do not want to be involved in a private family matter. It is between a man and a woman. A woman is like a fig tree. If a branch is infested with worms, you must cut the tree or your entire orchard will be lost, unquote. This view is apparently widely accepted in Turkey. Women are murdered about 50% of the time by their husbands. The rest is usually a part of the family tree, or a current boyfriend, or a former boyfriend, a brother, a father-in-law, a father, a son, even a grandson. Killings can be quantified, but physical and psychological abuse is also rampant and is much harder to quantify. So, I mean, so much of it goes on beyond, you know, behind closed doors, so it's often not reported. According to an article by Pinar Tremblay and linked at the Tangents website, she writes for AlMonitor.com. She says, women are targeted by their male relatives at alarmingly high rates for 3 reasons that she cites. Firstly, she says, the value of women in Turkish society has always been low. And according to Pinar, quote, depreciating in the last decade. Turkish laws have granted women equality in law, yet in reality, women still belong in the private domain. According to data from the World Economic Forum in 2013, Turkey ranked 127th among 136 countries in the Gender Gap Index of Economic Participation. Her second reason is this warped concept of honor. It doesn't take much for a murder to take place in this context. To quote Pinar, honor is a fragile and versatile concept for Turkish men. It could simply be the refusal of a woman to marry or her willingness to seek a divorce. Social pressure is an undeniable factor that contributes to honor killings. As society belittles a woman for any sort of behavior, internal family dynamics force a male member to step up and clean the family name, unquote. And her third reason in her article has to do with leniency toward family honor killings, which, as of 2014, was codified in the penal law in Turkey. Many women are also murdered while under official government protection. Reports from Mor Kati, which is the most prominent women's shelter foundation in Turkey, show that the government's support for women's shelters is minimal. Vildan Yermi Besulu, a lawyer and founder of the Association for Supporting Women Candidates in Politics, known as KADER, points out that, quote, the AKP government, that's the ruling party in Turkey, believes in reconciliation and encourages women to return back to their homes rather than opening new shelters and protecting them from the dangers, unquote. On Gaza Corner next week, I'll focus on abuse against women and female killings in Lebanon and Israel and Palestine. Last October, I attended the WOMEX Music Conference in Katowice, Poland. You can learn more about WOMEX at womex.com. I bring back lots of music to share with you on Tangents. And there were a lot of concerts. I was deeply moved by a Finnish singer. She also plays the kantele and plays percussion. In fact, she does it all at the same time, remarkably. Her name is Maya Kauhanen, and the kantele is a instrument. It's really the national stringed instrument of Finland. It belongs to the zither family and known as the Baltic Psaltery. She performed a song during that concert and recorded on her most recent album that fits tonight's Gaza Corner. Translated from the Finnish, it is called The Whirl of Rage. I remember her performing it very vividly at the concert. She spoke for a long time before she played it, and she told the story of a girlfriend she had who was in a relationship with a seemingly normal guy, but one night he brutally assaulted her. You'll hear through the music how the song transitions into a whirl of rage.
Tule neitonen minulle ja minulle. Tule neitonen minulle ja minulle. Sorjalle sulhaselle, sulhaselle. Sorjalle sulhaselle, sulhaselle. No jos mie susta vaimon saisin, vaimon saisin. Jos mie susta vaimon saisin, vaimon saisin. Syylissäni syöttelisin, syöttelisin. Syylissäni syöttelisin, syöttelisin. Käsi kaulassa makaisin ja makaisin. Käsi kaulassa makaisin ja makaisin. No kysy emolta tytärtä ja tytärtä. Kysy emolta tytärtä ja tytärtä. Nuoren miehen silmät virkut, silmät virkut. Nuoren miehen silmät virkut, silmät virkut. Saivat emo suostumaan. suostumaan, saivat emon suostumaan, suostumaan. No ei tiennyt emo tekijä ja tekijä, ei tiennyt emo tekijä ja tekijä, mihin tuuti piittyy tärtä ja tytärtä, mihin tuuti piittyy tärtä ja tytärtä, minkä karjun kainaloho kainaloho, minkä karjun kainaloho kainaloho.
Kalkat kallioon, kallioon, eikä kalkat kallioon.
joki punainen ja punainen. Juoksevi joki punainen ja punainen. Rinnuksilta varpahille, varpahille. Rinnuksilta varpahille, varpahille. Valuvi joki punainen ja punainen. Valuvi joki punainen ja punainen. Rinnuksilta polvillensa, polvillensa. Rinnuksilta polvillensa, polvillensa. Juoksevi veri punainen. Punainen juoksevi joki punainen ja punainen. Valuvi veri punainen ja punainen. Valuvi veri punainen ja punainen.
The whirl of rage, raivopaiora, is the Finnish word. Maija Kauhanen. On Gaza Corner tonight, we talked about gender crimes against women, femicide, especially in Turkey. Tonight is what we went into, where nearly 2,000 women have been murdered just in the last 8 years in Turkey. Next week, we will examine female killings and violence, domestic violence, in Lebanon, Israel, and Palestine. The song you just heard was about domestic violence by Maija Kauhanen. This will be the first and only time I share the lyrics to this song. It's gruesome. If you don't want to hear it, just turn the volume down for a little bit. But I really admire Maija putting it right out there, because domestic violence is very real. The lyrics say, "Come to me, maiden, to this handsome bridegroom. If I got you as my wife, I would hold you close. Lie down with my arm around your neck. Ask this mother for her daughter." The young man's bright eyes made the mother say yes. The mother, the maker, did not know where she sent her daughter, into what man's arms. The man became enraged, got angry, full of fury. The man became enraged, he changed, full of fury. The old man was a whirl of rage. He pulled a knife from his belt, wielded iron in his rage. He had an axe in his hand. The old man was a whirl of rage. He had an axe in his hand, wielded iron in his rage, pulled a knife from his belt. An axe can't touch stone, nor can a blade touch rock. Calm down, young maiden. If you don't calm down, you'll choke. An axe can't touch stone, nor can a blade touch rock. But metal slipped into flesh, into an unclothed body, through skin made by her mother, into an unclothed body, through skin made by her mother. A red river runs from her breast to her toes. A red river flows from her breast to her knees. A red river runs, a red river flows. The lyrics to The Whirl of Rage from Maija Kauhanen.